So we are very pleased to welcome to the Minuteman Press guest line now the son of Gene Roddenberry, who has, I'm sure, had a very interesting life and probably has a lot of Star Trek Enterprise models throughout his house. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program Rod Roddenberry. Good morning, Rod.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here and taking a little time to share a little bit about your dad. I was kind of pontificating on my first experiences with the original Star Trek series and how I had not really given any thought to what went into it and what your father had in mind when he created it. And as we hit into his 100th birthday here on Thursday, you have been part of a group of very talented celebrities and organizing something called Think Trek. So start by telling me a little bit about the current here, Rod, if you can. Think Trek and where people can find. We mentioned that these are podcasts based on 100 of your father's greatest quotes. Tell us a little bit more about that initiative.
Yeah, my father had an incredible career, from a World War II bomber pilot to transcontinental pilot, from New York to Johannesburg, crashing in the Syrian desert while he was deadheading on a flight, becoming a member of the LAPD, going to the rank of sergeant, and then starting to sell his ideas in Hollywood. And he became a very famous and well-known writer for cop shows and westerns. And this was all before Star Trek. And the reason I'm telling you this is because he had really seen the best of humanity and the worst, and he knew of what our potential was. And it was those ideas which helped him sort of come up with the Star Trek future and be a visionary and think about what we could be one day. And he would give speeches all around the world with these things and do interviews. And we got these quotes, and they are not just something simple. They are very well thought out, introspective ideas. And so we wanted to keep that out there. Star Trek had a lot to say in the 60s. It inspired so many people to think about a better future. It still has a lot to say to us today. So like you just said, we've got a podcast with two great hosts. We've got a celebrity that speaks these quotes, and they analyze. They go into, what do they mean then? What do they mean now? What is their relevance for today? And again, it's just to keep the philosophy, the idea of Star Trek out there in the world, and to really celebrate 100 years of this man's life.
He put a lot more into Star Trek. I'm not sure where you joined in the off-air lead up here, Rod, but he put a lot more into Star Trek than just, let's do a sci-fi sort of series about a spaceship that can travel to other planets.
Yeah, no, he absolutely did. Star Trek was a little bit of his love letter to humanity. You know, you've got to make things entertaining and fun. But my father was a forward thinker. He knew that 100 years ago, there are things that were absurd and crazy that are commonplace today. In government, religion, sex, marriage, you name it. He lived 100 years from the future. So he knew that the things that we take for granted today, the things that are offensive, the things that bother us, he knew that 100 years from now, many of them would be commonplace. So it was that sort of intellect, that mindset, gave him the ability to have these discussions in a story, to talk about these things in a script. And it just so happens there's a lot of people out there who are also incredibly brilliant and believe in that future as well.
Rod, how old were you when Star Trek first premiered?
So I was born in 74.
Okay, all right. So
I'm a next generation baby.
Gotcha. All right. If I recall right, did Star Trek premiere in 61?
66 was it?
66. Okay. So I was but a wee lad and didn't remember it till reruns. But, you know, the interesting thing about Star Trek, and we see it now in Hollywood, Hollywood's rebooting everything now. But I don't know that there has ever been a series that has been more successfully extended or rebooted or revisited or whatever you want to call it in both Hollywood in the theatrical releases and in the series releases than Star Trek. And to me, again, that has to go deeper than just the idea of space travel.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the fans truly love this idea of a better future. I mean, this is what's kept Star Trek around. If it were just science fiction, as you said, I don't think it would have necessarily made it. It would be Star Wars. And don't get me wrong. I grew up with Star Wars. I love Star Wars. They're different. They both can coexist beautifully. But Star Trek I've had fans my entire life come up to me and say, Star Trek touched my life. It inspired me. I came up from a home where no one told me I could be anything one day, and now I'm a doctor and lawyer because I was inspired by a character on the show. Star Trek has a message. It's had it for 55 years now, and we needed it back at the beginning, and we need it today, I think, more than ever.
I don't disagree with you, and it is fantastic to be able to kind of take pause here that your father would have turned 100 years old on Thursday and go back and listen to these podcasts, which feature a lot of quotes that I think we could all just kind of dwell on and think about a little bit. Tell folks how they can follow along here, Rod. Rod, did I lose you?
Yeah, my guess is that we would...
Rod, I was just going to say, please tell folks quickly how they can follow along with these podcasts.
Right now, if you guys go to Roddenberry.com or go to any of your podcast apps and say Quoting Gene Roddenberry, look for Quoting Gene Roddenberry, and hashtag Think Trek, you're going to see incredible images out there that hopefully are fun and inspire you and make you even think a little.
All right. Well, I know that was your dad's mission, and thank you for carrying it on, and thanks to you and your family for all the great memories that we have of Star Trek in all its different forms. I know you got to get on to other folks, Rod. Appreciate you spending some time with us here in Janesville, Wisconsin today.
Absolutely love it. Live long and prosper, everyone.
All right. You too.